This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Time now for another weekend review on the weekend. Dr. Ken Kronhaus shows up here on Good Day Health to go through a number of items that he has researched through the week. We have all of these things that are at your service, I suppose. You are disposed to find out what's going on health-wise, how some of the research benefits you. That's part of Ken's job here on the Good Day Health Show. Wealth of current medical information, it's so easy for you to get. You can hear it every weekend and during the week, actually, on a lot of these same stations. And then you have the podcast. Any time of the day or night, you can listen to the Good Day Health Show at gooddayhealthshow.com. Dr. Ken, Dr. Jack, a lot of timely, helpful information and advice. You can start using most of it right away. And there are hundreds of these podcasts, by the way, that are free on lots of useful topics at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I just thought I would remind folks of that so that they have it on the top of their mind as we go through some of the benefits of listening to Ken and knowing Ken. One of them is the access that you have to him at Lake Cardiology, his clinic down in Florida. Telemedicine is a big thing right now, and you can connect with Ken from wherever you are listening to this program. Dial up the office, 352-735-1400. I know a lot of folks that listen in Florida, Central Florida, on the stations that carry this program. They are likely to be the first ones on the phone to connect with Ken. So help yourself, 352-735-1400 at Lake Cardiology for Dr. Ken. I thought this was some good news, Ken, this week. Researchers discovering a gender gap between men and women when it comes to working out. I know that one of the things that you have in terms of an overview, the number of steps a day that can lower your risk of a heart attack or heart disease. So maybe we put, I looked at this data, maybe this is the same study, 412 adults in the U.S. showing that females get more often heart health benefits from exercising, walking, et cetera. I guess there are two different things here, but they're both good news, don't you think?
Yeah, I think the study that I'd like to talk about is out of the British Journal of Sports Medicine this week. And this actually shows that if you get 10,000 steps, this will help everybody. And the more steps a person can fit into their day comfortably, you know, you don't want to bring on symptoms, what heart doctors call symptom-limited activity. So the more steps a person can fit into their day without bringing on any symptoms, you lower your risk of early death and heart disease. It seems like the optimal number for all of us of daily steps to improve health is between 9,000 and 10,000 steps. That amount of walking lowers risk of death by 39% and heart disease risk by 21%. However, half that benefit is achieved with half the effort at around 4,000 to 4,500 steps a day. And the good news is, you still get this walking benefit if you're not very active the rest of the day. In this study, people who were couch potatoes for 11 hours or more a day but still got their 10,000 steps got the same benefit than those who were more active the rest of the day. So good news, just get your steps and live a longer life.
How many 10,000 steps is how much? What do you suppose it equals? If you walk 3 feet a step, the average person, is that what they walk?
Normally,
that's
why
2-3 feet.
A smartwatch. That's too complicated. Just put on one of your smartwatches and let it do the counting for you, and you can figure it out.
I think one of the things that attracted me to this other study of women getting the same benefits as men do, without putting as much effort into the workout, whether it's muscle stuff, lifting weights, whether it's riding bikes, because I think a lot of women have historically lagged behind men in how often they engage in exercise. Not so now. You probably saw the thing this weekend of women, the biggest sports, the biggest increase in interest in sports is women's wrestling. And that certainly takes
my,
a whole...
In my gym, there are a lot of women, so I don't know. Maybe I'm not a good random sample.
Well, that's good.
But
nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I mean, the more exercise...
I see a lot of women working out.
Yeah, I think heart gains, heart business, that's what comes mostly in the muscles that hold your skeleton together. That's important as well to have. So, the next item, let's stick with your, because you're a cardiologist, preventative cardiologist. Let's talk about the FDA clearing Wegovy to market their drug, which hasn't been marketed for weight loss. This is very controversial. Ozempic and these things. I know you don't. You don't agree with
it's
the.
It's not
critics.
Controversial in my office and my planet. These are the two most popular drugs in the world. The stars are hoarding these drugs. Try to get them. Doug, I've been in medicine 40 years. I've never seen drugs introduced with more interest than these two drugs. You can't even get a rep to your office. Usually the reps are banging down the doors. Dr. Ken, can I talk to you about this new drug? You can't even get a rep to the office to give you some medicine.
Is that because of all the advertising they're doing? You think the advertising is...
This drug is advertising itself. Doug, I've never seen a drug, two drugs take off more in 40 years in my career. And these two drugs have become the most popular drugs in the world. And it is what it is. 9 out of 10 stay on them. People who get some side effects lose a quarter of their body and they don't want to get off them. The Cleveland Clinic has done, there's two of them. There's two chemicals, semaglutide, branded as Ozempic and Wegovy. The Ozempic is the diabetes drugs. The Wegovy is for weight loss. Tirzepatide, Mounjaro, the diabetes. Zepbound is the drug, is one for weight loss. And interestingly, these were introduced as diabetes drugs initially. And what we learned was there's a tremendous amount of weight loss. The Cleveland Clinic has done a study with Zepbound, Tirzepatide, and they show the weight loss is equivalent to what you get with bariatric surgery. The time course, the amount. When you take Tirzepatide, Zepbound, you do some exercise and a good diet, people are losing 25% of their weight and keeping it off as long as they're on the drug. And 9 out of 10 people seem to be able to stay on these. And the big problem is the movie stars are hoarding these drugs. They're very hard to get. But it is what it is.
I am very conflicted by this because what I sense and what I learn is not necessarily. I listen to you and I subscribe to your point of view.
We didn't even talk about the news this week. What you introduced was the FDA has. This is amazing. This is groundbreaking. The FDA this week approved Wegovy, manufacturer Novo Nordisk, application to add cardiovascular benefits to the weight loss drug's label. The decision makes Wegovy, Doug, the first weight loss drug to be marketed to prevent cardiovascular events such as heart attack or stroke. This was a 17,000-patient study. It showed people who took Wegovy had a 20% lower risk of having a cardiac event than people who took a placebo. 17,000 patient study.
My point wasn't to argue about that or any of the other things you've said. What I feel is we are becoming a society that doesn't take responsibility for itself. In fact, when it comes to eating, how often do we talk about the obesity epidemic? And people will think psychologically, okay, I can eat bad stuff, I'll be fine because I'll take these pills. It's pills on top of pills, and shots, but you know what I'm saying. We can abuse ourselves and think, oh, this is no, don't worry about it. We can get a shot or a pill and we'll be fine. And that's, you know, that's the other side of this. Actually, there's another side to that side. And it happens to be the all-natural approach to losing weight, which is Calitrin. They're having, because this is St. Patrick's Day weekend, a huge St. Patrick's Day sale. So you can choose to use the things that Ken are talking about. That's great. And you can use the Calitrin in concert with these drugs that Ken is talking about. You can use them to help you keep the weight off once you lose it. It's up to you. Check out the sale, though. This is really kind of cool, called the Lucky 7 Sale. It's back every St. Patrick's Day, and you'll get $7 off every bottle that you buy. So 7 bucks off of one bottle, 14 off of two, 21 off of three, and then you get 3 months free as well. It's at toploss.com for Calitrin, and when you check out, use the Doug code. You don't have to pay for shipping, and then make sure you get the St. Patrick's Day sale numbers. That's all at toploss.com. Elizabeth Miller is here. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works. And because we are in the President's time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month, the folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage? There are other products. Calitrin is the one we know the best because it works in a fabulous way, helps millions of people, literally millions of people around the country and around the world. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
This is so exciting because it does contain other products in it. So Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal price is close to $400. You can buy it right now at $225 by going to toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG, and 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health. All right, there's one more item here having to do with the heart, and it also is confusing because it sort of conflicts with a lot of other things we've said about vitamin D and calcium. So is this something that you feel conflicted about, or am I the only one who's reading that into what I'm seeing here?
This is a warning. This comes out of the Annals of Internal Medicine this week. Women who have gone through menopause, Doug, and hope that supplemental vitamin D plus calcium might shield them from disease may be disappointed. The supplement combo lowered a woman's long-term odds of dying from cancer by 7%. However, it also raises her odds of fatal heart disease by 6%. Calcium supplements may increase calcification of coronary arteries, thus increasing cardiovascular disease mortality. The daily supplemental doses used by the Women's Health Initiative in this was only 1,000 milligrams of calcium and 400 international units of vitamin D. So don't do this on your own. Talk to your doctor. Taking calcium can be dangerous if you don't need it.
I want to talk more about this when we continue up next here on Good Day Health.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
After the hour, the weekend program that so many people look forward to, Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. I'm Doug, as in Doug Steffen. Ken just was talking about a few minutes ago this business of what happens to older women when they take vitamin D and calcium together. There could be a risk of a fatal heart problem. And now we get back to the to take or not to take department, because this flies in the face, although it's more specific about women and ages and stuff. But you have said any number of times that we don't get enough vitamin D, and any number of times we've talked about the calcium having the need to be mixed with vitamin D because that's what activates it. So
don't take me out of context, because the vitamin D and calcium intake needs to be determined, as I always say, on an individual basis. The vitamin D, without taking supplemental calcium, but taking it from foods like low-fat dietary products, which is the best way to get your calcium, it's okay to take vitamin D without calcium up to 2,000 units a day. And if you want to take more than that, you must get your levels checked. In fact, everybody should get their levels checked to find out if you need more. But I take, which is what's in most multivitamins, about 1,000 units a day. I'm doing fine. I live in Florida, so we do fine in that combination. But get your vitamin D level checked to see if you are getting adequate levels. Whether to take calcium is a whole other situation, determination that needs to be made on an individual basis, because this is the yin-yang of medicine. There's good things about doing it, but there's harmful things about doing it. And take calcium with the help of the advice of your doctor to determine whether you need it or you don't.
So what Ken's saying, and I'm going to try to interpret it a little bit, is that we're all different. And we all have different needs and different requirements. Not one size fits all. So it may be that you need what Ken has described, and maybe you don't. It depends on how your blood levels check out. So that's why you need to have, in my mind, an annual physical, so you know what's going on in your body. And you can talk to people like Ken to get their expertise, so you know what's right for you. Because what's right for you may not be right for the next person. And I think that's kind of what you're saying here, right? Am I interpreting
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Individualized medicine. Yeah. That is
right.
The future.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Okay. Up next here, the secrets to lasting happiness.
This is a good note for us to pound away at. There are nine of them. You want me to be the big voiced announcer?
Sure, let's do that.
For the nine secrets to lasting happiness? Okay, here we go. At number nine.
Talking to strangers.
Eight.
These are all evidence-based happiness improvement tips. They come from the University of Bristol in the UK. This is all based on good research.
All right. Number eight.
Using social media less frequently.
Yeah, that's for sure. Number seven.
My favorite, spending time in nature.
Yep, that's good stuff. We're talking about the secrets of lasting happiness. All right, number six.
Getting enough sleep.
All right, number five.
Giving gifts to others.
Gifting, very good. Number four.
Meditation.
Yep. Number three.
Journaling.
Yep, another great way, like kind of like meditation. Number two.
Practicing optimism and gratitude. You're famous for that, Doug.
Yep, the attitude of gratitude. And number one.
Being kind to others.
Be kind to others. Wow. Don't you love that? That's something to post on our website. That's very good. All right. Lasting happiness. Well, I'll go through these again with you as we continue in the next half hour of Good Day Health.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The judge overseeing former President Trump's hush money trial in New York is agreeing to delay it. The trial was scheduled to start on March 25th. It will now be pushed back until the middle of April. Prosecutor Nathan Wade is resigning from Donald Trump election interference case in Georgia. In a written statement, Wade says he's doing it in the interest of democracy and to move the case forward as quickly as possible. A Georgia judge ruled that Fulton County DA Fawny Willis can remain on former President Trump's election interference case if Wade was removed. The governor of Ohio says people in his state came together in the aftermath of some devastating storms.
Asked the law enforcement, you know, how in the world did you check all the places? And they got it done. Neighbors who were watching out for neighbors.
Dave Collins, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Second half hour of the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronos, our weekly visit aimed at helping you understand what's going on in the traditional medical circles. Ken is a preventative cardiologist practicing at Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. You can cover whatever needs you have for more info about what's going on in your body by calling the office down there and set up a time to meet with Ken. 352-735-1400. I'm looking back at some of the Good Day Health podcast, the Good Day Health show. We talked about on the most recent podcast, the over-the-counter glucose monitors available now. Also, the problem with fake eye drops. And then daylight savings time came in. Is it causing health issues or not? You can get that information every week. There's an opportunity for you to learn what Ken has been studying at Good Day Health Show. com. I found this very interesting, Ken. All the focus on Kiev and this area of Ukraine where Chernobyl took place. Apparently, going back to 1986 when the disaster took place, the whole area was surrounded by radioactive, and it's a fabulous growing area, great farms there, etc. But now they've discovered a worm that seems to be right at home in this environment. It has genetically, it's buried itself, I guess. And so I wonder, they're trying to use it to help in human cancer research. So you wonder sometimes what happens, you know, some of the movies about what, okay, there's an explosion, an atomic bomb, and everybody becomes a freak. But in this case, they've got genetically varied worms that could be used to help in cancer research.
It's amazing how adaptable the DNA is. Here, these worms evolved to be amazingly resilient to nuclear radiation. This is remarkable.
Yeah, kind of like cockroaches, too, right? They sort of are in the same kettle of fish. All right, let's see. I want to go back to this, the 9 secrets to lasting happiness, just because they are worth repeating. So I don't know if I need to be the big, I think having them and a second time.
Let me again stress, these are not anyone's opinion. These are based on research. They're all
scientific research.
Studies published, and they come from University of Bristol in the UK.
All right. So at number 9, again.
Talking to strangers.
Why do you suppose that's good? I wonder about, not it's bad. Talking to people in general is good. Communicating is good. So why would it be different whether you talk to your wife, your husband, or a stranger?
I guess you have to pick carefully, but if you talk to a lonely person, you'll put a smile on their face and that becomes contagious.
Right. Okay. Number 8.
Using social media less frequently.
Yeah. Hello. Down. Thumbs down on social media. Number 7.
Spending time in nature.
Mm-hmm. Nature and nurture. Both of them together are big. I think naturing, go out in nature, nurture, helping the next generation come along. All right, number 6 is sleep.
Getting
number 5
sleep.
Is gifting. What do you suppose gifting? Are we talking about Christmas, or what are we talking about here? Birthdays,
just in general? I guess just doing things for people, and you don't expect anything back. That's the best kind of gifting.
That is good. Yep. All right. Let's see. Number 3, journaling. I think that's kind of like meditation.
You left out meditation.
Oh, I did. Number 4, right, is meditation. So do you think that kind of goes hand in hand with journaling in a way?
It leads into it. There's some overlap.
Yeah. Number 2 is?
Practicing optimism and gratitude.
Being an optimist. Yeah. Attitude of gratitude is fabulous. And number 1, the most important secret to lasting happiness is?
Being kind to others.
Yeah. God love you. We need a whole lot more of that. All right. Next item in the study department is focusing on lazy eye or eyes. I don't know. Do you only have one, or is there a possibility you could have 2? It's really your eyelid that sort of relaxes on your eyeball, right? Isn't that what we're talking about?
Let's talk a little bit about, and it's a mouthful, amblyopia. You know, easy for me to say. Yeah. Amblyopia, or lazy eye. Doug, this occurs when vision in one eye does not develop properly. As the brain ignores the weaker eye, that eye drifts out of position and tends to face slightly away from whatever a person is looking at. The news this week, Doug, is that children with lazy eye, they're more likely to become adults facing an array of serious health problems. Kids diagnosed with amblyopia, they're more likely to develop high blood pressure, obesity, and diabetes as adults. They are also at increased risk of having a heart attack.
All right. So let's just step into the obesity discussion, kind of like what we were talking about before with these, the various ways to lose weight, the drugs that do that. There are so many people. What did we say last week? 1 in 8 in the world, not just in America, in the world are obese. So
many more than that.
Yeah. All right. So then what is the...
You're talking percentage. I think that it's at least a third of the of us are obese and another third are overweight, and it's getting even more than two-thirds in that group.
But just see why I said what I did about Wegovy. You can keep eating and get fat, and if you take a pill or get a shot, it's going to be everybody's going to be fine.
Nobody's encouraging that. And
I know,
and also,
but I'm thinking the way people think. You know how people think.
I hope they're not. I mean, no one's encouraging us, but it's just, it is what it is. And if they're on these drugs, they're not eating.
Yeah. All right. So what about the parental connection to youngsters who are obese?
Yeah, this comes out of the European Congress on Obesity, a paper already accepted for presentation. This meeting is going to occur in May, and we've got an early release on it. And this is pretty interesting. What folks worried about becoming flabby in middle age, Doug, they should check out what their parents looked like when they were that age. What we learned from this study, amazingly, is that people are six times more likely to become obese in middle age if both their parents were chubby during that time of their lives. Further, wow. Having just one obese parent more than triples a person's odds of middle-aged obesity. These findings, Doug, demonstrate that the established association between childhood obesity and parental weight does not fade as a kid ages. So look at mom and dad. If they're obese, you have to work, kids, even harder to stay at ideal body weight. And you should start even earlier making sure you stay at ideal body weight.
One would wonder, hearing that, whether or not it's genetic. In fact,
there's definitely a genetic component to all this. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, we know that if you want to be skinny, you have to have skinny friends. So there's definitely an environmental component. You know, you go out with obese people and you're going to put weight on. I promise you.
Yeah. You eat too much, all of that stuff. All right. So there's a lot of focus on what you're eating and how you take care of your weight and your waistline and stuff. And we'll focus on carbs in a matter of moments here as we continue with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about a big sale going on at Omaha Steaks. Now, there are many people who will tell you you need to eat meat in order to get the protein out of the meat, in order for you to develop, in order for you to get your muscles going and the rest of the body functioning properly. You do what you think is necessary. If you're a meat eater, you like steak, this is the best place in the country to get it. And right now, they have a 50% off site-wide sale at Obama. Every time I do this spot, Ken, I say Obama instead of Omaha. Omaha, I don't know why that's in my head, but that's where it is. Omaha Steak semi-annual sale from now till the first part of April, all across the site. You can save on all of your favorites. As you look through the catalog, I know your mouth will water because there's so many delicious flavors there. And how can you lose if you are paying only 50% of what the normal price is for all this great stuff? Stock up for the summertime. Semi-annual sale. Every bite is backed by their 100% unconditional money-back guarantee. So you can't lose no matter what. What's your favorite Omaha product? Check them all out. They're all listed at the website, omahasteaks.com/Doug, for that 50% off. That's omahasteaks.com/D-O-U-G, Doug. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now.
with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen here with our frequent visitor, Elizabeth Miller. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works because we are in the President's Time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month. The folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage? There are other products.
You can call us if you want to customize packages. We've always got that available. If you want to move some different products around, we can do custom packages by phone. Our number is toll-free. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Everybody here is really great in knowing our products and getting you a custom pack that is not only affordable, that's going to work for you. And then we've also extended the big sale on our website, too. So that's at toploss.com.
It's Calitrin and all the related products that we're talking about here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin at toploss.com. All right, back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Let's take another step into this discussion that we have been We pretty much maximized the focus on weight loss and what you do. But there are a lot of people who think the reason people gain weight is because they have too many carbs, potatoes, rice, things like that, and sugar, which is refined carb, right?
Right. There's a study that I think you're leading to me to this week that if you think science is boring, you're going to change your mind, because here's a study that tells us about food and romance, all in one published study, and this really is interesting. This comes out of PLOS One Medical Journal this week. Doug, we all know, as you were alluding to just a moment ago, that increased consumption of refined carbohydrates, they cause obesity, type 2 diabetes, and cardiovascular diseases. But the amazing news this week is that immediate and chronic consumption of refined carbohydrates may impact how attractive a man or woman's face appears to a heterosexual person of the opposite gender. So we're talking about white flour and table sugar. So if you want to appear more attractive to the opposite sex, you may want to limit that white flour and table sugar before the date, after the date, as much as possible.
All right, so the carbs that we're talking about, is it like candy, people who like ice cream, all of that stuff, is that included in this, or are we talking more about macaroni and cheese?
We're talking mostly the bakery goods, white flour and table sugar. Those are the simple carbohydrates, as opposed to the whole grains. Those are the healthy carbohydrates. And I guess the mac and cheese has some white flour in it. Sorry, folks.
Yeah. there's a new
Unless
thing that people are going.
Unless you make it with whole grain pasta, which you can.
Yeah, right. You can do, there's all kinds of things, gluten-free pasta that you can find and make. I've sort of become come back to it. I haven't had it since I was a kid, but lobster mac and cheese isn't bad if you kind of crisp up the top of it. Pretty yummy. All right, Dr. Ken, continuing here on Good Day Health with questions for Dr. Ken up next here on Good Day Health.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. The number, 352-735-1400. I think I've repeated that enough on the air, Ken, over the years. People probably remember it, but there's always new stations and new listeners. So if you're fascinated with Ken and his approach, you can have a connection with him in person or on the Zoom at 352-735-1400. You know, I have I guess this is a question and a story, both a story of a man from New Mexico this week who died of the plague. This is the first time this has happened since COVID. I thought the plague was long gone, although it seems to me in the back of my mind, I remember us talking about somebody getting the plague back when COVID was all started. We haven't even talked about that, actually. This week is the fourth anniversary of the beginning of the COVID problem. Maybe we've talked about it enough that people don't want to talk about it anymore. But in terms of the plague, one wonders, you know, it's kind of a treatable thing, right? You get antibiotics, you don't have the same problem that it had in the Middle Ages.
Yeah, it's passed to humans, Doug, through flea bites or infected animal contacts. And, fortunately, we have commonly available antibiotics, and a full recovery would be expected in this person.
So there must have been other things that complicated what was going on with his health for him, because they used all the antibiotics and stuff, and he didn't make it. So this is kind of like COVID in a sense. Some people got COVID and it finished off whatever else was wrong with them.
Imagine this was an elderly person who was not in very good health, because usually it's a treatable issue.
Yeah.
And the odds of full recovery are higher, especially if you get medical care early. And this probably was an elderly person or somebody who just stayed away from, you know, was allergic to the doctor, and that's what happened.
Are there three types of plague? I can remember bubonic or bubonic plague, but there are other, plagues as well, are there not?
Plague is usually a disease caused by a bacteria called Yersinia pestis, that's what we usually think of as the plague. But maybe...
Funny, I don't think of it. You think of it, but I don't think of it. I hear the plague, that's it. But you've got the medical terminology for it, yeah. Apparently rats spread it, and ground squirrels, and mice, anything that carries a flea. So would a dog infected with fleas? Would you get the pox from a dog?
It's possible if you got bit.
All right. Let's talk about artificial intelligence. There are always questions about that. By the way, you can dial your questions in for Dr. Ken. Simple. Call 855-999-3684. Line is available 24 hours a day. Just record your question. Pretty easy. Maybe we'll use your voice. We'll use the question for sure. 855-999-3684. Could be a personal thing. Could be about generic stuff. So anyway, back to artificial intelligence and how it's now being used to, is it true that you can diagnose various parts of your body separately? And does the age matter with, for example, things like ear infections?
Well, there's this new smartphone app, Doug. This is out of JAMA Pediatrics last week. They can help doctors more accurately diagnose ear infections in babies and small children, potentially reducing unnecessary antibiotic use in kids. You know, ear infections can be very difficult to diagnose as they require a trained eye to detect these subtle clues from a brief view of the eardrum of a wriggly baby. I don't know if you've ever tried to look into an ear of a screaming infant. Not easy. About 70% of children have an ear infection before their first birthday. It's not easy for doctors to get it right every time. Mistakes are made for seeing a simple fluid behind the ear for an actual ear infection. But this new AI model from the University of Pittsburgh, it can diagnose ear infections from fluid behind the ear with better than 93% accuracy. Previous studies have found that the accuracy of human doctors ranges between, are you ready, 30% and 84%. So AI, wow. I like to call it assisted intelligence, is going to no doubt be a part of medicine. So get ready for it. And hopefully it will help. I don't expect it will replace us.
Yep. All right. There's some really important information. Thanks for your questions. Questions for Dr. Ken, part of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour with Dr. Ken.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.